Hello everyone, this is Elsa from Terra Luna Inti. This is the first time I'm going to record one of the articles that I'm writing, and I don't know if I should be writing it first or just speaking it, so this is me trying things out. Welcome to the very first edition of I Have No Idea How This Is Going to Turn Out. So I'm thinking about change. Because I'm going through a whole bunch of changes personally, and there's no reason why I should be the only one going through changes right now, or at any time for that matter. And I'm trying to think of the programmings that we've got running that make us believe that change is never comfortable. And I don't think that's true. I think the more we push for too much change to happen at any one time, or the more we push for change full stop, the less comfortable change is. It's a bit like we're forcing ourselves to go through defragmenting our hard drive, installing and uninstalling and reinstalling our drivers, changing our router and all our passwords at the same time, because all of a sudden we realized that something wasn't quite right with what we were living or whatever situation we're looking at, and it's all got to change all in one go. But do we really need to make all those changes in all the different realms in our lives at the exact same time? I don't think we do. And that participates to making everything more uncomfortable than it really needs to be. And for starters, we want all those changes out of impatience and self-judgment in a lot of cases. And those two need some serious taming because they do damage. Impatience is all about expectations, and expectations kill joy, and they actually add pressure. And we don't need more pressure. We're already living in a high pressure environment. We really don't need to add that upon ourselves. And self-judgment, boy, is it all over the place. Even the most enlightened people, or who would like us to believe that they are enlightened, everyone, you know, is going through self-judgment at one time or another. Everyone. We're all speaking to ourselves negatively instead of treating ourselves like our best friends. And, you know, if sometimes I speak to myself, and if I think about the way I spoke to myself, I imagine that someone else would be talking about me like this, I would go and beat the crap out of them. Probably not. I'd probably have a breakout into sarcasm and very unpleasant hollerbacks. But the fact is that we're not kind enough to ourselves. If we decide to play the patience game when we're going through change, or when we're just implementing a change, and we decide to integrate, because it's choice, right? It's a choice we make. We decide that we are going to accept the simple sentence which we hear on a regular basis, which is, "What is yours won't pass you by." Then we're more equipped to handle flare-ups of self-judgment and impatience. And I think making changes in only some areas and going slowly and being kind to ourselves and reminding ourselves out of choice that what is ours won't pass us by is actually a lot healthier in terms of the speed at which changes go through, because sometimes, you know, certain things are too big to go through a small pipe. We don't need that. We really don't need that. We survive everything that's thrown at us. We always live to see another day. If we turn around and look at all those things we went through with gratitude, then that makes it easier. Now, I know some of you are going to have their eyes rolling so far back, they're going to start seeing their brains. Bloody gratitude again. I know it keeps getting served over and over again. And it's annoying, especially when you're not in a place where you feel that you can feel gratitude for anything. When you're in the thick of it, where you've got life suction cup to your face, yeah, being grateful is difficult. But again, it's a choice, and we can go, all right, what can I be grateful for? That little exercise of saying three things you're grateful for when you go to bed is a brilliant one. And so if you don't do that, maybe try that. And if you can't handle doing three, please be kind to yourself and be patient. Do just the one. And if it turns out that you're happier doing it in the middle of the day, you know, you stop, you smell the roses and you say, oh, right, well, I'm really grateful for this. It's already a massive step towards living in gratitude, because it's going to happen more and more often, because it's going to feel good. It's going to feel expansive. It might feel forced at first, of course, because that's a change if you're going from not doing that to doing that. So, you know, since we're on the topic of change, maybe gratitude is a good place to start. But I think really change can be comfortable if we let ourselves think, predominantly because we were taught that deviating from the norm and the rules and things that were laid down as hard truths, when we let ourselves think that change is going to be hard, then it is going to be hard. If we're trying to push too many things through the small pipe, it is going to be hard. But it doesn't have to be. For starters, you've got support. If you start looking for support, you will find support. You might be asking the wrong people at the beginning, and you might need to, you know, pull yourself by the bootstraps or put your big girl's pants on, or, you know, stop being a big girl's blouse. Oh, such sexist expressions. You know, you might need to toughen up a tiny little bit and ask the right people. And that's where having a tribe is important. But there is support out there. I know I'm a Saint Bernard and I'm all about support, and I could absolutely spend all day talking to people I absolutely don't know just to support them, because this is the kind of stuff I do. I don't know. I just know the right thing to say to make them react, or I know the right emotional bruise to poke. That's just what I do. So there are people out there, myself included, who can help you. Obviously, a lot of people who help are also in need of paying for their bills. So please don't be an energy vampire, even if you're in your hour of need. They might not have you as their priority, but then if they are good with their own boundaries, then they'll know how to tell you and let you know that maybe you can consider taking action, looking for healing sessions, taking a retreat, doing things for you, you know. So change doesn't have to be crazy hard. But when we exact change in our life, sometimes we realize that a whole bunch of things that have happened to us, or a whole bunch of situations, or a whole bunch of things that we lived through or cultivated in our lives are actually completely inauthentic. And that's a bit of a difficult one. From my part, I realized that I was married with a malevolent narcissist, and that the whole of my life with him, which is well over 20 years, was actually a lie, because he'd handpicked me for my insecurities and for my skills, because those people pick people who can handle everything in life while they just get busy doing their job and berating you. And so, you know, you think you're getting married and this and the other, but what's going on is actually they are gaining status at work. It's more important it makes you look more important to turn up as a married man. And then it makes you more important, or look, again, appearances, more important to have one child. And then again, you know, you become a family man, and then you have another kid, etc., etc. And everything's put in place to increase the power of the one against the power of the other, when it should really be 100% with one and 100% with the other, not even 50-50. I'm nobody's other half, and I'm nobody's better half, and no one is my other half, and no one is my better half. Well, right now I'm single, so that's an obvious one. But when I get back in the game, I'm still going to be my own person with all my free will, the things that I'm ready to accept and the things I'm not ready to accept. So sometimes when you have to exact a change in your life, you realize that whole bunch of things weren't true. You want to make those changes in your life while being authentic to you. And for that, you have to know who you are. Sometimes for that, you need the help of someone who's going to empower you without throwing you at the deep end. I think it's important to remain open to those encounters that we have in life, because what is meant to be ours won't pass us. We will meet the right people who will put the right seeds in the soil, and things will sprout at the right time, which is when patience comes in. I remember one of my friends was into angels and all that kind of stuff, and I was so judgmental. I was of the opinion that she was neurotic and making it up. You know, lots of ands, lots of very judgmental ands. But she was my very good friend, so I would accept all of this because it was just part of her. But I was rejecting it as impossible to become part of my life. And here I am saying this just a few days after I have become a certified angel guide with Kyle Gray. So it's taken a few years for that change to happen, but it's been a, you know, I'm definitely mindful of my own shadow. You know, I regularly apologize to her in my mind and send the intention that she will feel those apologies, because I was a judgmental so-and-so and I didn't know. But I had my programming that, you know, people who thought about those things were completely woo-woo and crazy. And she was part of the beginning of my spiritual journey. She gave me a Doreen Virtue book, which I still haven't read to this day. But that's okay. You know, she had all those card decks, this, that, and the other. And I'm saying this, and I've got about 6 card decks on my desk right now. Now, I know my desk looks like a battleground. If you know me, you know that it looks like a battleground. You could probably carbon 14 date things. I clean it. Well, it's not a matter of cleaning it. I clear it on a regular basis, usually before a big something something. And I can feel it coming because I've got divorce paperwork to do. Actually, I've had divorce paperwork to do all week and I'm resisting change, which is why change has come up. So what was I talking about? Yes, you need to be authentic and you need people to empower you, because sometimes you just need a bit of hand-holding. Now, it's not about looking for a guru. I don't want to be anybody's guru. I'd rather be somebody's catalyst. I'm nobody's guru. I don't want that responsibility because it's full-on codependent on my side wanting to be a guru, and for on the other side of the person wanting someone to cling to and someone to have all the answers. And I know all about this because I was in an abusive relationship to begin with, and also because I went through that phase of trying to cling to someone who knew more about all the unseen things. That refers to my best friend, and she's got gifts, and I just kept asking her question after question after question after question, and hoping she was going to upgrade me and lift me out of what I was going through. And that was codependent. So yeah, codependent with my best friend. And we both managed to sort ourselves out, and we were actually going through the exact same thing. So she also separated from her abusive husband, who actually has the same first name as mine. So yeah. So if you need people to help you along the way, there is no shame in it, and it's actually going to help propel you. If you feel resistance to some of the things that they put in front of you, try not to be as judgmental as I was with my friend with the angel cards, because it's going to come back and bite you back in the ass if it was actually meant to be on your path. It's the same principle as the lesson will present itself to you many times over until you have understood it. So let's not be pig-headed. Let's see what change comes naturally to us, and let's start being yes people. I don't know if you've seen the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey. it's very interesting because when you start saying yes to things, now there's a guy, there's a talk, I think, on TED, and a guy talking about an app making choices for him in his life for a couple of years. So that's also an interesting one you might want to look at. Although, well, we could argue that letting AI make decisions for us is not the best thing. But then when we're thinking about everything being energy, whether it comes from AI or whether it comes from someone who crosses our path, it's probably pretty much the same thing. So watch it. Well, watch both if you haven't seen both, and make your own opinion, which you can totally change also, because free will. And yeah, we sometimes come to a different conclusion and we integrate and then we change our mind, right? So it's important to remember that there are people along your path who can help you or who have already been helping you. If you stop and think for a bit about people who exposed you to certain things and certain ideas, were they going against your programming? Were they gently nudging you? Were they in your face about it? Which things do you want to look at? And more importantly, do you feel comfortable asking questions? Do you feel comfortable feeling as vulnerable as you would really need to be to change your habits of thoughts and your habits of actions? Would you accept to take the risk of being stripped bare so you can build new foundations for yourself throughout different ventures? If you're not familiar with Brené Brown's work, absolutely go for Brené Brown's work about vulnerability. Start with her TED Talk if you don't want to swallow words in a book. I'm sure she's on Audible. Look into your own ability to be vulnerable, because that's going to allow you to be flexible through change and to be authentic. It takes guts to turn around and say, I was completely wrong, or I was completely programmed, or I had only partial information, and now I choose to do this, that, or the other, or think that, or the other, or feel this, that, or the other, because now I know this much more. You're never going to actually get there. I just want to make sure that I say that, because change is the only constant. So people who act and look like they've got all their shit sorted are absolutely full of it. It and ego are pretty much the same thing. Now, we're not talking about acting without any ego. All those other people who go on about having completely stripped their ego are also full of it, because there's no such thing as stripping your ego completely and removing your ego. It's, you know, some of it's survival, so you've got to have some. Just, you know, if you want to enact changes in your life, be ready to do things that you haven't done before. Be ready to feel things you haven't felt before. Be ready to ask people you've never asked anything from or to or about before. Read the books, investigate. Give yourself a break if it's too hard. And give yourself a break if it's just too much in quantity. And give yourself a break if you don't know. And don't beat yourself up for not knowing what you don't know. Please don't should on yourself. I know it's hard. We're really good at shooting on ourselves, all of us. But compassion is a big one. And patience is a big one. And authenticity is a big one. Now, you may be ready to accept all your changes. You've also got to be prepared for people around you to not be able to match your vibe and to not be ready for your changes. I don't always say what I'm doing and what I'm going to be doing. Well, for starters, I don't always know. But apparently it's in my human design. That's another thing that crossed my path, and it's a rabbit hole if there ever was one. So if you want to look into human design rather than astrology, for example, or as a complement to astrology and all those personality tests and so on, you can look into human design. So the website is Jovian Archives. I think it's a .com. And you can put the app on your phone and do your body graph and find out the very basics about your human design. My human design is a manifester. It's apparently I'm a 1/3, so I can't remember how they say it exactly. And ego manifested. So when I read that, my ego went, I don't do the ego stuff, but, you know, I could call my heart mess. It actually means heart manifested or expressed through the heart. So that made sense because I don't have any filter between how I feel, how I think, and how I say things, which is part of why I'm here talking to my lovely microphone and to yourself, having taken no notes, because I seem to be able to speak some measures of wisdom on top of silly jokes because I'm actually quite funny. But not here right now. Yeah, there's no filter. So I'm supposed to express myself through my voice, which I'm doing right now. Not filter, tell people what I'm going to do. Now, I don't have anything in particular to announce right now, so, you know, you can keep your knickers on. But this is me trying things out. As a manifester, I'm supposed to be doing this to be in my purpose, and I'm supposed to be telling people what I'm going to do. Now, I'm in full-on conflict with this. This is where I have a resistance to change. I do not like telling people what I'm going to do. Not that I want to work on the snide, but it feels like I'm justifying myself, and I do not take to justifying myself well at all. That's going against my human design. And that puts me in a place of anger. And it's quite uncomfortable. So the only thing, two things I'm changing in my life right now are doing a whole bunch of paperwork for my divorce, and I cannot stand paperwork. And, okay, there's going to be three. I need to stop saying and. Oh, that's a really hard one. Number one, paperwork for the divorce. Number two, I've forgotten. Number three, stop saying and. Oh, what was number two again? Oh, I lost my train of thought. So okay, this is me unfiltered. I'm supposed to tell people what I'm going to do. Yes, that's the other one I'm working on. God, that's an obvious one. Sorry, brain fart. So I'm supposed to be telling people what I'm going to do. That's one thing I'm working on. That's that and again. When you're working from home and your kids are in school, you don't see anybody, it's really difficult to let people know what you're going to do. So I'm trying to implement that change in my life to be authentic to myself, because apparently that's where my impact is supposed to be. I have no idea. You'll have to tell me. Look, you know, are you enjoying this? Rambling? I have no idea. I'm just doing it with no notes, no script, nothing. What I'll do is I'll run this recording through an app that's going to pick up the text. And that's how it's going to go. I think I'm going to put it on my website. I think I'm going to put it on Facebook. That's all I know. So stay authentic, even though you don't quite know what you're doing when you're going through changes. Ask people, the right people, if possible. You'll very quickly know who the wrong people are, because they'll make you feel like crap. And they'll project their crap onto you. And you might buy into their stuff for a while. But if you wonder and if you ask yourself if they're taking from your energy or if they're helping you soar, then you'll know very, very quickly. And then we don't need to judge them, right? Because they're only doing their own thing. They're doing what they can. And it's not about you. What they say is not about you. What they say is about them. So there's another lesson there. I might do something on that. That everything's about you when you're experiencing it, and whatever other people are experiencing is about themselves. It just so happens that when we have a conversation with someone, we bring our stuff and they bring their stuff. It's like one of those TV shows where a politician turns up and comes with their answers and the journalist comes up with their questions and they don't necessarily meet up. When you go through something or a change or you need guidance and you go to the, between inverted commas, the wrong person, you'll know very quickly if they've taken from your reserves or not. And this is when pivoting is a good idea. Asking for help is a good idea. You never know the number of times I've had random Facebook conversations with people and I just said the right thing and they wrote to me on the side or I wrote to them to just say, hey, you've got this, or anything. It can be something completely random. Somebody contacted me about essential oils and then we end up talking about narcissistic mothers and this, that, and the other. And it's you know, the conversation goes way deeper than it was supposed to. Well, that's because it was supposed to, because I was put on the path of, or they were put on the path of. I got in mind a particular conversation about narcissistic mother and essential oils, and it started that way, and the lady's deaf, and that pushed me, that nudged me, doesn't matter, because I offered no resistance to it, to start teaching my classes with subtitles. And that's something I'd wanted to do for ages, and I hadn't quite investigated it, and I hadn't been pushed in a corner because we feel we need to make a change only when it's going to be painful and we have no choice, which isn't true. But I met this lady, she was interested in an oil, couldn't afford them. So it wasn't about selling anything, right? We were talking about her mum. And the next class that I made, I investigated how I could get subtitles. Now it happens to be that PowerPoint does subtitles if you just turn them on. They can be a bit funky, but it doesn't matter. The point was that she needed some support. She got some support. And I got to do something that I had wanted to do for a while. And some of the changes can happen as gently as this. And it's just saying yes and making yourself available for someone. So be kind to yourself. Be gentle. Push yourself, but don't go crazy on the changes. Stay authentic, stay you. And you can get it wrong, in between inverted commas. But getting it wrong is actually a lesson, right? If you do something and you don't get the result that makes you feel good or makes others feel good, if you're doing it for someone else, then, that would be my cat joining the conversation. Hello, Prix. Okay, that's the meow of a cat who's 23 pounds. So, and now he's obviously using his cardboard thing. And he's wet and rubbing himself against my legs. Come on. What was I saying? Let me ground and think for a sec. Yes, when you made a change and you feel that it wasn't right, it was just a lesson. Okay? It was just confirmation. Sometimes it's a booster when you make the same mistake or the same choice or something similar that gives you the same results and you didn't actually manage to put a change into action. Yeah, it's just a booster shot of, oh no, we need to stop doing that. Or sometimes it's just not the right time. And sometimes it's just a completely different strategy that we need to opt for. And it's all good, because at the end of the day, the lessons are there. I know that I go on about lessons. I'm an ex-teacher too. I'm constantly learning, and sometimes I can feel a bit guilty and a bit ADD about it because I'm constantly looking for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But it's just my nature. I'm crazy about investigating and learning new skills and learning things, and that's why I keep learning. It's part of being a 1-3 of human design too. It's part of having Scorpio in certain places also, apparently. That's it. I'm just being me, and I'm trying my best. Ooh, Master Yoda wouldn't agree. I am doing my best not to judge when I need to exact a change, because some of it's going to go through the pipe and some of it's not going to go through the pipe. And so it just gets queued for further investigation and further change later. So you've got this. You absolutely have it. You're going to be fine. You're actually already fine. Did you know that? You're doing great. You're you, which is the most important thing. If you are not you, if you just heard these words and got a bit of a pinch somewhere in your body because you feel you're not you, then that's your cue. What can you do? How can you behave? What new thought pattern can you put in place to start being more you? One thing at a time, so that those changes make you more you. And trust that you're supported in your changes and in your needs. All that rambling is about basically telling you to be you. And that it's okay to be you. And it's okay to be the changing you. And it's all fine. And you're enough, and you're more than enough, actually. If you feel you need some more time with me, working on specific things, I'm available on terralunainti.com. So terralunainti.com. Terra being Earth, Luna being the moon, Inti being the god's sun.com /healing. If you want the short version, the rundown of the things that I do. Otherwise, just go through the website. I am wordy, as you've noticed. So if you want the short version, go to the /healing page. And we can get working. I've got different ways of getting information for you. If you want some Akashic and shamanic healing, I roll it all into one, including sound healing. And I go and retrieve tools for you from your guides. So that's the very, very woo-woo stuff. Which is more wow-wow than woo-woo. I do something which we call mindscaping, which is hypnosis-free recalibrating of your subconscious so that you can make decisions and make changes in your life easily without resistance. The only resistance you might feel are resistance to the programs that you had running. And that only happens as and when the change is happening. And it's a beautiful transformative process. And it's very easy and it doesn't feel like work. And I don't understand why people don't do this more rather than talking to a shrink for an hour every Wednesday for 25 years. Not that I have anything against shrinks. I just like short and sweet things that make big changes. I like efficiency because I've got other things to do than to wallow and cry. I'm a crier. You don't want me crying. And what else do I do? I have emotional mind reset. I created that because Ho'oponopono wasn't enough, because access consciousness wasn't doing enough for me and I couldn't get my bars run because lockdown and where I am, etc., etc. And it's basically a very advanced self-healing method, a self-soothing method. And you just buy the recording one time. This one is specifically for I Am Enough, which is the basis of everything which is wrong, in between inverted commas, with all of us. So I'm nobody special, you're nobody special. We all need a good, heavy, thick dose of I Am Enough. So that's why I did just that one recording for now. And you learn how to use it, you learn the technique, and then you can self-soothe and self-regulate at any point when something starts hijacking your emotions or your thoughts, knowing that you can hijack yourself because that's old programming coming back in. So have a look at EMR, Emotional Mind Reset. It's like tapping. You tap on your meridians and the statements are completely different. So it's got, that stuff's gold. What else do I do? I do rapid transformational therapy. So that's hypnosis with regressions. It's heavy duty hypnosis, and it requires listening to your audio, which I will do in session for you every single day for a minimum of 21 days. So that's hard work. I'm a fan of short methods, and that's why I don't do so much RTT anymore, but it's extremely powerful. So that's where I like to discuss with people what the best solution for their needs is. Because at the end of the day, I can turn up with my answers and you can turn up with your questions and we might not meet, which is why I want to avoid that. And I offer a variety of services. And I also have a secret menu for spiritual counseling for people who really need handholding and really need to start and be able to ask hundreds of questions. And we do that in sessions, and I usually find myself doing a whole bunch of support on Messenger, which isn't technically part of the original plan, but it doesn't matter because the need feeds the transformation. So that's how I work. So I will stop rambling, and I would like to thank you very much for listening and surviving till the end. It wasn't a done deal. I have no idea how long I've been speaking. And I've got braces on, so I don't know if I've been whistling like the animal in that Disney movie. Oh, everything escapes me. You know what? I'm dehydrated right now. Go have some water, please. Make sure you're not dehydrated. I've got it in French in my head, which is not ideal because I'm speaking English right now. Anyway, the movie with the two dogs, they're eating spaghetti and they end up kissing. You know which one I mean. Why am I not managing to spit that one out? Anyway, there's an animal and he's whistling through his front teeth, which is how I'm feeling right now. But hey, talk about change and resistance. Braces at 45. Yep. I'm going through this right now. I've had the elastic chain put in on top of the metal cable. And I had that done yesterday, and that's why I feel like I'm whistling. And my teeth hurt like hell. I am grateful for the fact that we are all wearing masks, because nobody needs to see my face with my braces. How's that for vulnerable and egotistical and embracing change at the same time? So yeah, for now, I am grateful that I can hide my braces, because my ego is embarrassed that I have braces. And I even went as far as going for ceramic braces because there was no way I was going to be seen dead with metal braces like my kids have. And please extend some compassion to the kids with braces, because it's extremely difficult to brush your teeth properly. So if they look like they've got yellow, orange or green teeth for a couple of years, it's because it's really, really, really difficult to brush your teeth properly. I can attest to that. So again, change, authenticity, keeping your hair on, you're going to be fine. You'll be fine. And I have no idea what is going to become of this recording. So you might actually be the first listening to something that's going to turn into something great, or some of the rare people who will have listened to something which will totally flop and give nothing. But it doesn't matter, because I'm enjoying doing this. I'm talking to my microphone and giggling on my own. Who cares? I don't care. Nobody's judging me. I'm certainly not judging myself. So I'll love you and leave you. Stop rambling. I think I've been saying for about 5 minutes that I would stop rambling. So it's going to happen now. So terralunainti.com. Drop me a message on Facebook if you want. I'm rubbish at Instagram. I'm trying to learn Instagram. Master Yoda would not approve again. I am learning Instagram. I still haven't worked out how to find my messages quickly. So please messenger me or write to me at contact@terralunainti.com. You're guaranteed to find me there. And loving you and leaving you, and be good to yourself and be good to the people around you, please.